You're listening to Season 2 of Conversations with Kathy, the podcast for women who are looking for a place filled with honest conversations, tangible takeaways, and new perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. And I'm your host, Kathy Ann Roach. Let's jump right in. I read a quote that said, "It's strange how often a heart must be broken before the years can make it wise." This rang true for me when I spoke to Angelina Watkins about her journey of self-discovery and love. It took losing everything, from walking away from a relationship filled with infidelity to losing her job, her investment properties, and even filing for bankruptcy. But Angelina found herself along the way and moved from just surviving to thriving. Now she helps other women to do the same. So let's jump right into my conversation with Angelina. So Angelina, thank you so very much for joining me.
I appreciate you inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. I know that you actually run a YouTube channel and you talk about becoming to being. So I would love to hear your becoming to being story.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to start from where it really started. And that's all with heartbreak.
Yeah.
And it started with a relationship I had with my daughter's father. Okay. You know, I met him, we were dating, we had moved in together, but at some point it was just lies after lies and betrayal and cheating. And it just was bad. And yeah. I was in a dark place. I just was not happy. I wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't happy with my relationship. I felt very devalued. I wasn't too much of a jealous person, but jealousy and insecurities began to really grow in me from all of the cheating and the lies and the betrayal. Yeah. And it just was not good for me at all. And it was horrible.
How old were you when you got together?
Oh, wow. Jesus. I think I was about 27, 28, I want to say. Okay. I'm 46 now. So I was about 28 when I met him. It started out really well. I thought it was going really well. And then I started to get, well, I shouldn't even say it. You know what? I take that back. It didn't start out well. It started with lies. And let me tell you, when a relationship starts with lies, it's probably not going to end well. I remember about a month to a month and a half into the relationship, I found out that he had a daughter.
Wow.
That he didn't tell me about. He came to me right before my birthday. So that was happy birthday to me, to let me know that he lied and that not only did he have two sons, but now he has a daughter. And so now I have two baby mamas that I have to deal with. And I was really hurt. Not that he had a daughter, but that you lied to me. Like, what was it about me that made you feel like you couldn't tell me the truth? Like, I don't even really know you. We're just now getting to know each other. Why couldn't you have told me the truth? But the forgiving person that I am, I said, okay, he was at least honest with me. We didn't get too far into the relationship. So I'll give him a chance.
Yeah.
But then I'm like kind of worried, like, why do we need to keep this a secret kind of thing? Well, I find out later why. Mm-hmm. But I think about maybe a month or two after that, another lie.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right before Christmas. It was horrible.
You keep getting all of these gifts, a birthday gift surprise.
All of these gifts, yeah, wrapped up in a pretty bow.
Yeah.
I have something else to tell you. I have another daughter. What? Like, now we're only like, 3 months into the relationship? And again, I'm just devastated. Like, why did you lie? Like, why could you not tell me all of these things in the beginning? So my thought was to leave.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. But I had someone that I went to give me some counsel, like, you know, I'm telling them what's happening. And they basically tell me, give him a chance. You never know what might happen. He was honest with you. He came to you. Why don't you just let it, you know, let that go and see what happens. And against my better judgment, because my gut said leave. And I think us women have to learn that. To listen to our gut and listen to our intuition we have in us when we hear that, right? And I didn't. Instead, I listened to something external. But anyway, I did give him a chance. Things seemed to be going well. But, you know, a couple of years a few years into the relationship comes the first cheating. And that was bad. You know, I'm calling him and he doesn't answer. Next thing I know, some number I don't know is calling me and she's telling me, you know, wanting to know why am I calling him because they're together. You so now you got the side chick talking to the main chick as if she's the side chick, right?
Yeah.
I can laugh about this now, but it was so not funny.
I know it's devastating in the moment because now I'm gonna pull back a little bit because one of the things you said came the first cheating. So what you have to realize that wasn't the first. That was just probably one that you found out because this is somebody who from the very beginning was basically cheating. You know, but I understand.
Right.
I do understand the staying. I do understand the wanting to give the person a chance. And I know that as we talk, I can already tell that you would have had to do some work to look internal to ask yourself, okay, why am I putting up with this type of thing, right?
Yes.
So I know we're going to get there. So here you are in this situation, and now you have another woman dealing with you. Is it that she didn't know?
She knew. That's the bad part. She knew. But of course, he's kind of lied to her, too.
Yeah.
But she knew about me. I didn't know about her. Hmm. Right. And that's how it always went. They knew about me, but I didn't know about them. So they kept quiet as long as they felt like they could keep quiet until they weren't getting what they wanted, which was him all to themselves. Then that's when it would come out. And when I got that call, my heart dropped. I mean, it just fell out of me. I was so devastated. I didn't know what to do. I had never experienced anyone cheating on me. At this point, I don't really know what to do. I'm so beat down and I'm so insecure. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. I feel devalued and I don't know what to do with myself. So I poured myself into finding a career and I started getting into real estate. And so a lot of my worries and a lot of the sadness, I poured it into being a workaholic,
right. You
know, so you just replace one bad thing with another bad thing, right? Mm-hmm. If I do this, I can not pay attention to what's going on at home.
Yeah.
And so I had got into real estate investing and started rehabbing properties and renting them out. And that was my pastime to not really worry about whatever he's doing, but it just wasn't satisfying me. I was unhappy at home. And that unhappiness at home is impacting me as a businesswoman and me to make the right decisions that I make, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how that went. And I kind of got to the point where I wanted to break away. Like you said, I'm sitting here thinking, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Why are you still here? What the heck? You don't have to take this. Y'all are not married. Y'all don't have any children. Like, this house is all yours by yourself. You can break free. Why are you even going through this and putting up with this? But again, you're asking yourself that, but you really have no answers. And because you are so devalued and feeling unworthy and hopeless and helpless, you just don't know what is my next step or what I need to do. Mm. And but in the midst of this, what happens is I end up pregnant.
Mm.
And now I'm going to have a baby.
Mm.
So now these thoughts of being a single mother and raising a child on my own and coming from a household of divorce and watching my mother, you know, have to take care of us. Not that my father was still in my life and he paid child support and things, but oh my God, now I'm about to repeat the cycle, you know, and of where I came from and now my daughter. So now that's in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should leave or not. Should I work this out? Should I stay so that my daughter can have a two-parent home? Maybe this can work. But in the back of my head, I know this can't work. But I'm saying maybe this can work. So I stay a little while until, I don't know, something just, he just wasn't doing right. He wasn't helping. He wasn't paying for things. He wasn't supporting me. I was, even though we're in this house together, I felt like I was so alone. And so finally, there was something inside of me that said, you cannot do this because now I have a daughter. And by then I don't have my child. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, do I want her to go through this? Do I want her to think that this is okay to be with someone and they treat you this way? They cheat on you. And that's what you think love is. And in my mind, I said to myself that I had that awakening that I have to do better. I have to show my daughter, you don't have to live like this. And how can I show her that if I don't change anything?
Yeah.
So at this point, the recession had hit. My real estate is not doing well. My accountant says to me, you need to have an exit plan. You need to walk away. And I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mispay my bills on time. I miss high credit. You know, I am the businesswoman. I'm trying to teach people about money. How in the world am I going to file bankruptcy and still teach people about money? Yeah. And he said, that has nothing to do with what you're going through. He said, there's people who got way more money than what you got, who are hit by this recession. They're losing their real estate properties. Things are hard and you need an exit strategy. And I'm so glad I listened, because I ended up meeting with a financial planner who helped me put together a plan that was really the best thing that could have ever happened to me. So I ended up meeting with a lawyer who's like, yeah, this is what you need to do. And so I ended up filing bankruptcy, had to let go of my real estate investments. I had to let go of the company, let go of my house. And it was like a clean slate. And with that clean slate, I thought my relationship is going to end too. Everything's going to be wiped clean. My credit, my bills, yes, and my relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it was, but can you imagine this is all happening at the same time? I lost everything, my home, my car, my business, my properties, my relationship. Can you imagine the turmoil that I was going through in my mind?
Yes, that is.
And I have a baby.
Yeah.
We're talking baby. Probably only about one. So that's what's crazy for me. But I had to find the power within me to do this. And every day I prayed to God, just give me strength. I mean, it's the shortest prayer ever. God, just please give me strength to go through whatever it is I'm going through and help me find the silver lining. I'm like, there has to be a silver lining. And that is where the becoming of being came.
Because when something you said at the very start, I've heard it over and over again. And it's as though sometimes as women, there's this epidemic of not wanting to repeat the past. So, and by that I mean, we stay in bad situations because we look at our parents and we go, well, I don't want to break up the family because I don't want to be labeled as a single mother or another Black woman who has a baby without a daddy per se, you know, and we stay in these situations trying to hold something together that isn't working because we don't want, we're trying so hard and it's to our credit that we're trying so hard to not become a statistic, but it's also sometimes pushes us to a point of taking so much crap, you know, and it's a real struggle for us. And I cannot, because I have not been in a situation where I have quote unquote lost everything the way you have. So I cannot even imagine, because I know just losing one aspect of that, the relationship, can send you crazy, you know, just losing that part of yourself, just having, just parenting, being a new parent is a burden on its own. That's its own bucket. Losing a lover it's in its own bucket. Having you lose your financial, your credit, all of these things that you're talking about. So it takes so much strength. And like you say, going back to that roots of where your source and your strength comes from. It's like you went into the fire and you've come out a different person. You've been through the fire and you've come out differently.
Yeah, you're so right. Because I teach that you're a product of your environment, right? And so everything and who you are, it comes from where you come from, your parents, your upbringing, the community that you grew up in, the school system that you grew up in. Mm-hmm. It's all created and shaped you into who you are. Mm-hmm. And you produce who you are. And sometimes it's very hard to fight what was your norm. And sometimes our norm can be dysfunctional. Yeah. So for me, it was normal. I seen people growing up that's what they did. He cheated, they stayed. He cheated, they stayed. He cheated, they forgave, right? Mm-hmm. And so you learn to forgive. And so in my mind, okay, he told the truth, let me forgive. He told the truth, let me forgive. But then you get to a point where you have to be, where it's fight or flight.
Yeah.
And at this point I was like, fight. There's no more flight. There's no more just being passive and letting it go. I got another whole person I have to consider. So do I want to produce what was produced in me? If I don't, then I'm going to have to change something in me. I'm going to have to break free from that cycle and of where I came from and the patterns of behaviors that was normal. And so that was in my mind. But at this point, I don't know what to do. I know I need to break free, but what does that look like? What do you even do? And so for me, it was a matter of pursuing me and just pursuing some things and doing some things and seeing what happens. And I think a lot of times people get scared, right? And they're scared that it won't work out. They're scared that they'll fail. Sometimes they're scared to be successful. They don't know if they're doing the right thing. And I always tell them, just do something. God will reward you. He will use whatever you do for your good. If you just move off the couch, if you just step out the door, right? And if you're headed the wrong way, he'll direct your path.
Yeah.
But you got to move in order for him to direct your path. And so that's what I did. I pursued. I was on hot pursuit of me. And my first thing was to go back to church because I was born and raised in the church. And that was the other thing. I'm thinking like, girl, you was born and raised in the church and you're just doing things that you weren't even raised to do, accepting things. Is this even Christian like lifestyle? You got to get yourself together. So I found me a church home. I made sure that when I found the church home, actually, I wasn't even looking for the church home. This is how good God is, because he will send people to you. And the people in your life are either there to bless you or to curse you. And he sent someone to me to take me on a journey so he can get me where I wanted to get because I wasn't going. So someone I work with came to me, says, hey, I want to take you on my spiritual journey. I'm like, okay, like without hesitation, I'm like, okay. So I started visiting these churches with her and I went to this one particular church. And as you know, the music to me was beautiful. Like gospel music sounded like something I've never heard before. Like I don't heard church music growing up, but now this had a totally different meaning, right? That pain will suck in some things and that pain will allow you to see some things that you never seen before. So sometimes pain is a good thing. But when the pastor began to speak, it just was like, who is this man? Like, you know, the God says, my sheep will hear my voice. It was like, I heard his voice. And I promise you, it felt like he was talking to me. There was nobody else in this congregation. He's talking to me, right? And that's where my spiritual journey really began. I had to say, let me try God and find out who he is for myself. I was born and raised and everything I know is based upon everybody else's relationship. Let me see if I can build my own relationship with him. And that began my journey of becoming a being and my journey of healing. That's a big part of the journey of healing, is seeking God and getting to know who he is. But of course, there's more to healing than just seeking God. But that was my first start, overcoming. I just know I wanted the pain to go away. You know, I've got this baby. I'm now lonely. You know, I don't want to grow old. I don't want to be a single mother my whole life. So that loneliness kicks in. Again, that hopelessness kicks in because it's like, well, is anybody ever going to want me? You know, is somebody going to want to date me and I have a baby? You know, you got that stigma of men not wanting to date someone with children. And so now I'm letting all these negative things impact my mind and who I am. And I got to get out of this, but I just don't know it at the time. I don't know that when I go on this journey to pursue God, that my mind is getting ready to change. My emotions are getting ready to change. Knowing who I am is getting ready to change, all based upon going back to church, going back to school. I went to go get my degree. I'm now trying to better myself and who I am, do some personal development, learning how to communicate. I got a job, and you know how jobs sometimes has those professional development courses. And so now I'm taking these different personal development courses. They got you taking these personality tests. They got you taking courses on leadership and courses on communication, how to deal with difficult people. And I don't realize at the time, oh my God, this is transforming me. I'm transforming, right? I'm becoming who God actually created me to be. And now I'm learning who I am and what my purpose is. But it would take some years for all of it to really manifest in my mind that this is what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Right. But that was the beginning of the journey. That was the becoming of being when I finally said, no more. I got to do this for my baby. I had a reason why not to stay there. And I began to pursue God. And when you pursue God, you're really pursuing you because God lives down on the inside of us. Right.
So where are you now? Because I hear of your personal development. It's really about figuring out who you are. And it seems your journey helped you to figure out who you are, your worth, your value, what you bring to space, and what you want out of your space and what you want your life to look like. So where are you today?
Oh, today, let me tell you, today I am purposed in helping others transform and transition through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through my journey, I didn't have anyone to tell me how to stop the pain. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nobody to tell me, girl, you're not showing up right. You're not acting right. You're not talking right. You need to work on you. I didn't have nobody to talk to me about my identity and how to value myself. These were the things that I had to figure out. Now that I've figured out these things of how to develop my identity, how to control my emotions and gain emotional intelligence and how to build a relationship with God, I'm now at the place where I know my purpose is to help others, to help others so that they don't have to struggle to get through the process like I did. Like, hey, let me tell y'all, this is what you need to do. And let me tell you why you need to do it. And I walk you through it because accountability is very important. A lot of people end up going back to their old ways, back to that person that hurt them out of familiarity. You know, it's easier for me to go back because now I know how to work around the dysfunction.
Yeah.
But this part of transitioning, I'm struggling with that, right? And you struggle because you don't have no one encouraging you along the way. You don't have anyone telling you what to do along the way. You don't have someone making it make sense to you, right? Your thoughts and how to change your mind into positive thoughts. And so I provide coaching to give people that transition that they need to transform into the person that God created them to be and give them those steps that I took building my identity, building emotional intelligence, you know, building some certain professional development skills, as well as building a relationship with God, tapping into your inner power and really understanding the power that you have down on the inside of you. So that's where I'm at now. I did get my degree, been working as a project manager. I've been working for an insurance company for the last 11 years, mm-hmm. but as a project manager for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so everything I've been doing, the real estate I learned, insurance I learned, securities and about investing that I learned, the health insurance, and now being a project management, God is using all of that I've learned to take my skills, to use it for my purpose, to help heal women from failed relationships. So that's where I'm at. It started out with a book. Believe it or not, that's why I said it takes some time. When I finally got relief and like, oh, I'm healed. Like, I feel good. Like, I can laugh with him. I can talk with him. I can co-parent with him. And I'm not irritated. And, you know, it's not bothering me. I heard God tell me to write a book. So I wrote down the spiritual part of it. I tucked it away. And then 2 years later, I found it in my phone that 2 years later, I wrote the chapters out.
Right.
I tucked it away. And I started to pursue something else that I thought was my purpose. To only find out I was on the right track, but it was the wrong vision.
Right.
Like I knew I was destined to be a change maker, but I was trying to be a change maker on my job. Till finally I got that revelation. No, you're supposed to be a change maker in what God told you to do, which was write that book. So a year and a half ago, I started writing the book, not knowing that this book was going to lead me to so much more. I started writing the book. I was talking to my pastor and he says, hey, I want you to teach a class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sure, I'll teach the class. Teaching the class led me to getting on social media and doing Facebook Live. And that led me to meet some people, that led me to create my own signature course to help people.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in the midst of creating a program to be able to help women emotionally heal from the hurt and pains that they're feeling from failed relationships and walk them through that process and give them the teaching that they need to make it easier for them to heal so they don't have to go through it alone. Because that's the biggest problem, is healing all by yourself.
So as we close, what would be the one piece of advice? If you could talk directly to a woman who is feeling stuck right now, she knows this is not where she should be, but like you said, she doesn't know what the next step is, or she doesn't feel as though she has the strength to change things. What would you say to this woman?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I would definitely have to tell them that you have to know that where you are is not where you have to be. Mm-hmm. And where you are is not where God wants you to be. And to know that you have power down on the inside of you. You're worthy. You are not helpless. You're not hopeless. You just need to get the understanding and the skills of who you are, mm-hmm. so that you can flourish in life. You got to heal from your emotions. That's why I have my shirt on. This is my motto, unbothered. Mm-hmm. Honey, don't worry about what you've been through. Don't worry about what they've said about you. Don't worry about what they did to you. All you need to know is that God has better for you. So be unbothered. Don't worry about the past. Only worry about where God wants to take you, because he wants us to live an abundant life. And an abundant life is what you vision your abundant life to be. But in order for you to get that abundant life, you're going to have to be unbothered. And healing from those emotions in your past is a state of being unbothered, because that no longer keeps you bound. So no, you can do it. I did it. Other women do it. You can do it. You don't have to stay where you are. Your circumstances does not dictate your future.
Thank you, so much. I think that's an excellent note to close on. Thank you so much, Angelina.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Conversations with Kathy. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. It helps others just like you to find the show. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Kathy Ann Roach, or in my Facebook group, Conversations with Kathy, where we connect live, discuss the episodes, and share tips for improving our lives. So until next time.